Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Also got a tweet out from Mike Conley. Saw the Grizzlies put a tweet. Mike Conley said, congrats to Toronto, well-deserved Big Spain. So everybody, you know, for the most part, other than John Martin, is very, very happy for Marc Gasol. And I can't imagine that he would not opt in to his, what, 26? What is it, John? Something million-dollar opt-in next year in Toronto? Got to think he'll be back, right? This ain't a JV situation where you're going to opt out and look for more years at his age with that money. And look, the way Toronto is set up, who knows if Kawhi will be back or not. But what we know is even without him, they'll be a competitor in the East.
Yeah.
It'll be a good run. They're playing beautiful enough basketball. And once you win a championship, I'm sure you're happy to come back.
No doubt.
Will be back there. Happy for him and congrats.
Big Bedford is an NBA
champion. Of course.
Champion.
We talked about him. Asked him. Yeah. I think we asked him what he's got. What did he do with his ring?
I think those might be the only three, though.
You keep trying to make it a short list.
Well, I don't think it's a long list.
Well, I just don't want to rule any. That's what I'm saying.
There might be one or two that like sneak in there. But
right,
like,
the one guys that may have been on the end of a bench somewhere.
Yeah. But like the three that come to mind right now: Bedford, Ian Clark, Marc Gasol. So he's in very elite company here. Very, rare air.
That surprises me as sort of somebody who's been here 15 years. That we as a city only have three. It surprises me. With all the players we've had, college prospects, surprising.
Yeah, well, I mean, that tells you how damn hard it is to win an NBA championship.
That's exactly right.
You know,
yeah.
How hard it is to make the NBA one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think Joe is like that perfect example of how damn hard it is to make the NBA.
Yeah.
You know, like, I mean, that was the guy who was as gifted as they come, you know, athletically. He was 5'10", but he was, like, he had long arms. Like, he had...
He had the athleticism.
Yeah.
Even to, you know, to offset sort of the 5'10". Look up, I mean... It was going to be tough for a guy his size. There's no question about it. He had everything else, though. Checked all the boxes in terms of work ethic and all that.
Yes, he did.
I mean, he checked all this. That's how hard it is, though.
But it's hard to make the NBA, and it's even harder when you make the NBA to win an NBA championship.
Set of brothers to win an NBA title.
Yep, that's a good
You will not find another one.
That surprises me, too.
Yeah. The Grants didn't do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Grants didn't do it. Obviously, the Lopez twins will never do it.
Oh, Horace's brother?
Yeah.
What are those brothers out of Indiana?
Oh, Zeller?
They will never do it.
No, they will never do it.
There's too many
Lopez's.
Of them, too.
Plumlees.
There's too many holidays for all of them to win one.
Oh. That's true. Like, we don't know. Are they brothers? are they related or not?
They're all brothers.
Are they all brothers?
Yes, they're all brothers.
Okay.
Like three or four of them, I want to tell you.
Yeah, so it will not be the same accomplishment because there's too many.
Too many.
Yeah, their odds are just so – eventually one of them is going to end up on the end of a championship bench, right? I mean, that's just the way –
We'll always have the Gasols first ever to do it, brothers.
Yeah, that's very cool. So anyway, Marc Gasol is an NBA champion. The Raptors win the NBA Finals in six.
Next story.
And after the game, Drake, who has obviously been a big story.
The curse is lifted?
Maybe so. Maybe the curse is lifted. He held a press conference.
You know, why?
He's been doing stuff like this. Like he rented a freaking couch on the stage at Jurassic Park. Like he had a couch. Like everybody else is in the.
Well, I don't know. No, I'm not gonna hold that one against him. I'm not gonna hold that one. What do you want him to be on a stool up there for the entire game?
Yeah,
Drake gonna be his. The couch was probably velvet, fool.
Yeah, I know, but like you couldn't have just like stayed back at the crib.
He's an ambassador to the team. He got to get Jurassic Park hype.
Okay, all right,
That's what he was there for.
All right, fine. I'll relent.
He's the hype man on that. You're going to give him a comfy velvet couch.
You probably can't be among the people.
No.
You're right. Because you're Drake and it's, you know, it's pandemonium, so it's probably best.
But was a presser necessary?
Well,
was a press conference necessary for Drake?
Especially one that sounded like this. We have the audio. This was this was Drake's reaction to the Toronto Raptors winning their first NBA title.
That's all I know. I don't want my chips playing. I want my chips with a dip. So bring them dips. That dynasty's over. We did what we had to do. Praying for Katie. Praying for Big Poppy. But tonight we lost to off of heart. We did this off of love. We willed this into existence. We manifested this. I told you the first time. People like to make memes. Make another meme out of this. It's beautiful. Look at my brothers up there celebrating it. It is what it is. You see what my hat says. Not finals, not Eastern Conference, not a nice try, or see you next year. Champions. Let's go.
Oh, my Lord.
I want my chips with a dip.
Well,
I
don't chips want with
my,
a dip.
I don't want my chips playing. I want my chips with a dip.
Tell me what I need to know. What the
I know
dip,
what you're going to say.
What is the dip?
No, I don't know what the hell he means. I have no idea what he's talking about.
I thought you as a young millennial would be able to clue an old man in on that one.
Was that corny as hell?
Oh, Brad, that was.
And I'm corny.
And nobody can appreciate
Dude,
corny
Brad
more
Carson
than you.
Dude, Brad Carson calling Drake corny.
Yeah, but that was one of the that was one of the all-time corniest press conferences ever. I mean, you know, this is poetic. Like that
wasn't bad, John. Give it good. Do some more.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That's all I got. That's all. I'm not gonna sit here and recreate the press conference for y'all, man. But that's what I'm gonna give you. That's what I'm gonna give you.
They should have had.
It sounded like honestly an intro to his album.
Wait, where does Big? No disrespect to Big Poppy. He's still with us.
Random.
That was
very random.
We're drawing Big Poppy.
He was gonna say prayers for Clay. You know, because Clay tore his ACL. You know, he left the game. You know?
He didn't get shot.
At that time, Drake was not aware to the degree, what degree the injury was, John.
I guess that's true, but he still left the game on crutches. Like, the reports were out there. They left the arena. You know what I mean? Like, that, so I don't, Big Poppy. I mean, Big Poppy, with all due respect, ain't got nothing to do with this.
No.
I mean, Big Poppy out there having affairs with drug lords. You know, he ain't got nothing to do with
it's affairs with the wife of
sorry,
a drug lord.
Sorry, yeah.
Not the actual drug lord.
He probably wouldn't have gotten shot if he was having an affair with the drug lord. Think about that. That's something to consider. He wants his chips with the dip.
Allegedly.
I do think when you say we did this off heart.
No doubt.
We off did love. It off of love. No, you did it because y'all went out and got Kawhi and you got rid of DeMar DeRozan.
And Kevin Durant towards Achilles and Klay Thompson towards ACL.
That was my next points, John Martin. Plenty. Mm-hmm. It was the perfect storm is what it was, okay? So, off love and because of you.
Y'all don't think
this is poetic.
You don't think the Raptors could have won this straight up?
Hell no.
No.
It would have been a sweep.
Straight up like with KD?
It would have been a sweep.
Are you for real?
It would have been a sweep. There is no doubt in my mind.
I think they would have won that game last night with Klay all the way through.
Yes.
Start with that one.
They would have won the series if they had Klay. They would have still won this series.
Then you
got
to go back to Toronto.
John's giving them game seven, and it would have been a game. I'm still would have stuck. The Raptors would have won in seven. But
you can go either way.
Are you saying with Klay and Steph, or are you saying with KD? Because you realize if it's with KD, that is a sweep.
Well, KD is a different deal.
Absolutely.
But I'm talking about
when you said fully healthy, we're talking about everybody.
The most recent incarnation of health, I guess.
No, they were
for sure
going
to go seven games.
Yes. So they were going to win six. They would have went to seven. That would have been Toronto.
It was going to be up in the air. And to John's point that he kept making, and he was absolutely right, everybody we asked yesterday, you get to a game seven, I might even lean toward the team that's got all the experience at that point. Even though I've got the Raptors pick, I might have gone to that game feel like Golden State with their experience. My goodness, they could pull that thing through. And then if the Raptors, are you questioning yourself after losing?
No doubt. They were choking last night.
No,
you know?
Best thing for them was go ahead and close that thing out.
But they got it done. They
again,
got it
if
done.
Steph hits that shot, though,
that Danny
it's a different
Green
conversation
pass.
Today.
Oof.
Yep, it is. You know, listen, this is a secondary, maybe even a, you know, worse than secondary point, but it is a thought that did cross my mind. The Raptors winning should give franchises like the Grizzlies hope. Now, can the Grizzlies go out and I don't know why you're on this. But my point is, you catch some breaks like the Grizzlies did in 2013 when they made the Western Conference Finals. Things can happen. It's not hopeless.
But you're not going from the bottom to the top.
Oh, I'm not
the
saying
the Raptors have been hitting on the ceiling the entire time, realize
in many ways the Grizzlies were that for many years. You know, I mean they were playoff contenders
at that point.
I'm going back. I'm not saying right now. I'm not saying like next
right,
season
with
they
all
can.
All these young guys and all that. You realize
I'm
one
more,
guy.
I'm more
change
so
that.
Making the argument that you know what? Maybe it's not exactly the worst thing to be in the conversation every single year. Maybe you don't break through, but maybe there's something that stars align. You know, 1 year.
Yeah.
I'm not saying the Grizzlies will ever become a dynasty. I'm not saying the Raptors are a dynasty. I'm just saying things can sort of align. The stars can align.
Well, they certainly did for Toronto.
And that's why you should always try. You know, if you're in the you know, ballpark, try to compete, right? If you're not, you should acknowledge that and then make decisions based on that. I think that's the part where with the Grizzlies there's some frustration is they haven't really properly acknowledged where they sit, you know, until maybe now.
Yeah, but at some point, if you keep doing that, don't you have to ultimately – then the rebuild gets even longer. You know, the teams that have kind of held that out, including your like with Cleveland, go all in. Well, look what's happened. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. they end up becoming disaster zones at some point. Houston is going to become a disaster zone.
Well, but, yeah,
you
because realize they gave Chris Paul too much damn money.
You keep going all in every year.
Yeah.
Eventually that's going to run out if you
can. But if it pays off one time.
Oh, it's absolutely worth it. And it certainly did here for Toronto.
You know, Cleveland doesn't regret going all in for LeBron.
Now, Toronto, again, this is Canada. It's the first major league sports title, I think. What since what the was it baseball?
Uh-huh.
Y'all know? Yeah,
Expos,
it was the Blue Jays. No, it was the Blue Jays.
Yeah,
93.
The Blue Jays,
no, yeah, wasn't the Expos, bro?
Carter,
it was the Blue Jays.
Yeah.
It was Carter back in 93.
What about Carter?
This was absolutely huge.
What about the Maple Leafs, bro?
This is the
whole, man. Damn, we on a drought with the Maple Leafs.
This is
it's
the
been
first,
since 67. Yeah.
First major sports league title for a Canadian team since the 93 World Series, Toronto Blue Jays.
Man, we gotta get the Maple Leafs right.
Yeah. Well, Toronto, I get going all in when it's first one and all that. I don't get it for Danny Ainge right now when they're telling you don't do it. Celtics have won plenty of titles. You got more to win and all those assets. I feel like it's foolish for Danny Ainge to get him, but he may not do it. Kawhi might have convinced him last night. Let's go all in. We'll convince Anthony Davis once he gets here to stay.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't mess with it. I wouldn't mess with it. And the Celtics aren't in Toronto's position where, one championship makes all the difference is what I'm saying. You don't have
right.
to do this, but it feels like he's gonna give it a shot. We'll see.
Yeah.
You go after Anthony Davis if you're the Celtics?
I mean,
with them saying we ain't here but a year? See, Kawhi wasn't doing that.
Right.
Kawhi was giving you a chance, at least
right.
he said publicly,
right.
to convince him. This is different.
Well, and because Kyrie is leaving, you know what I mean? How
they were better without him, John,
well,
the year before.
Yeah, but I mean, like, how I would ask how close.
Oh, you need a little bit more.
Yeah.
There's no question. You're going to need something else there.
And you're going to have to give up so much. You're going to have to give up. Like, the Raptors were, honestly, they were probably happy to move off of DeMar DeRozan. You know, like, they kind of felt like they had reached their peak with him.
Well, we did. I don't know. And USAID did, obviously. But I don't know that all those fans did.
Yeah.
But when it's Kawhi you're getting
exactly.
back, you can talk yourself all the way into it.
You know, I do think the circumstances are very different.
I'm just saying,
for Boston.
It's one thing for Toronto going all in and all that. It's the first one. But I'm not sure everybody can afford to. You know what I'm saying? In this case, Boston, I don't know that they can afford to do it and have Davis for 1 year.
Yeah. All right. We're going to come back. Fred Horton is going to join us at 1:25. He is, of course, the new Whitehaven basketball coach. We'll
Legend.
Talk to him about that new gig, about everything else going on in the city when we talk to him at 1:25. Back in a minute, Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
92.9 presents the official Jason and John Memphis Draft Party on Thursday night, June 20th, from 7 p.m. till 9 p.m. Join 92.9's Jason and John and watch the NBA Draft at our Draft Party at The Bluff on Highland with Grizzly Bear Blues, SB Nation, and Joe Mullinax, along with I Love Memphis's Holly Whitfield. The 2019 NBA Draft Party at The Bluff on Highland on Thursday night, June 20th. With 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
This is Sheldon Rosengarten with Mark's Bensdorf Realtors, and I'm with my friend Marty Fulton, formerly of Plantation and Whispering Woods Golf Courses, and a PGA Life member. Marty, my goal has always been to shoot my age.
Sheldon, not a bad goal as long as you live to be over 100.
Yeah, I know. I spend far too much time helping clients sell or buy homes to devote to golf. I'd be lucky to shoot par.
Sheldon, in real estate, you're way above par. That's why people often say when you want the job done, call Sheldon.
Thanks, Marty. People should always talk to 2 to 3 real estate brokers when they're thinking of selling, and let me be one of them. They need to hear about my strategic marketing program with the Shellbucks option that means the difference in whether they sit or sell. They can reach me at 682-1868 or memphisrelocate.com. At 682-1868 or memphisrelocate.com. And
go Tigers!
At Advance Financial, we love the word any. Free money orders, any number, any amount, anytime. Western Union, send and receive any amount, anywhere, anytime. Check cashing, any amount, anytime. Free bill pay, including all local utilities, electric, water, cable, phone, anytime. Prepaid debit card, load money, anytime. And, oh yeah, get a loan, anytime. Visit one of our 24/7 locations and get the cash and anything else you need today. Advance Financial, welcome.
There's nothing like meeting face-to-face, and there's nothing like Zoom to make that happen. Zoom lets you connect and do business across town or around the world. Zoom ties together all of your communication needs into one easy platform for video conferencing, phone calls, group chat, webinars, and your conference rooms. Connect easily from anywhere, your mobile phone, your laptop, or conference room. Zoom is how business gets done. Get your free account at Zoom.com today. Meet happy with Zoom.
If you're a paint contractor, the Home Depot is here to save you money. You can get the same or better quality paint as you do at paint stores, but you also get one thing paint stores don't have: low prices every day on every gallon of high quality Behr paint, stains, and primers. Plus, for pros, volume discounts. How much are you paying per gallon? At the Home Depot, you pay less for Behr paint every day, like Behr Pro paint starting at just $15.48 a gallon. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only, see store for details.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Summer's here. That means it is moving season. So you need to call Black Tie Moving for all your moving needs. If you're thinking about relocating, whether it's home, office, cross town, cross country, make sure you give the professionals at Black Tie Moving a call. 316-6196, 316-6196. Black Tie Moving has changed moving in the city of Memphis. When you're moving, you are not just moving things, you're moving pieces of your life. Black Tie understands that. They're licensed, bonded, insured. Their movers are professionally trained, and they're on time. I used them a couple years ago. I'm telling you, I didn't even think about the moving process once it got started. Got it done efficiently, on time. It was absolutely fantastic. Book your move now because it's going to start booking up really fast. Summer's here. Moving season is here. Black Tie is going to take the chore of moving your things out of your hands and make it so much easier for you. Black Tie Moving, changing moving in the city of Memphis. 316-6196. Call today. All right, so I saw a little bit of this on Twitter last night, and it got me to thinking. I don't know if the Grizzlies are ever going to win an NBA championship. Like, who knows? Maybe someday it will happen, Jason. Maybe you will still be the Black George Lapidus on the air when it does, and you can celebrate. You can play all the highlights and the clips and all that. Maybe that will happen for you. I don't know.
Long after you're gone.
I don't know if it will, though. What I do know and what is proven is that you may not win a title if you play for the Grizzlies, but they will get you ready to win a title when you leave. It feels like 100% of the players who leave the Grizzlies end up winning championships.
I'm sure that's why Mike can't wait to get out of here.
Exactly.
It guarantees him a title.
It's like the Grizzlies championship bump. I don't know why that happens. But obviously Mark last night and Kyle Lowry. Mark and Kyle Lowry
right.
are both former Memphis Grizzlies. And
yeah, why are we not loving on Lowry today?
Well, you know,
Lowry seasoning salt.
Bro, do you know what my wife said about Kyle Lowry?
What?
And I don't know
that he's got big hips.
No, bro. She said, this is so.
Be careful. He had his two kids were on the podium. He's a family man.
Well, I just want to let you know that Sam is capable of some savagery. Okay.
I'm already scared.
My wife said Kyle Lowry looks like Steph Curry's cousin from Mississippi.
Oh my lord.
That's borderline, isn't it?
Jason? Oh, it's really borderline.
That's borderline.
I told Sam that was savage. I told her that was, but you know what? I respect it.
Why Steph?
I don't know. I don't know why she used Steph as an example there. But
oh, man, you put Sam all the way out there. I don't know.
I think just because, you know, they're kind of similar, like similar height, similar position.
Okay.
You know, I think that's kind of why she compared the two. But
again, we're coming from general fan standpoint, right? Or would you even say general NBA fan?
Very much general. Okay. Like, she thought that the end of the third quarter was the end of the game. She was cheering for Kawhi on that tip-in because she thought he won the game. It would have only tied it, and she thought the game was over.
Yeah.
You know. So she got to understand this is a very
just getting started, really.
Yeah, the game was just getting started. She was clapping. She was like, "Woohoo!" I'm like, "What are you so excited about?" She was like, "They won the game." I'm like, "That was the end of the third quarter, and it just would have tied it." Like, what are you? Anyway, yes, Kyle Lowry got a ring last night. I mean, I don't.
You haven't said my man's name. I hope you got a list here because I got one. I can't wait to say his name.
I got a list.
Oh,
but
good.
Yeah. I think, you know, Kyle Lowry's time in Memphis has not looked back upon.
No, I get it.
You know,
no,
I think that's
right.
Why, like, people aren't, you know.
He's Mark, come up in the NBA a different, not a Grizz.
Mark is obviously, it's a different deal with him. But, you know, listen, guys who have played for the Grizzlies and gone on to win championships, Mike Miller did it twice. He did it twice with the Miami Heat. Now, that wasn't directly after he left the Grizzlies, but he did go on to win two championships.
Brad, I should have known it'd be the first one.
Of course.
Jay will. Jason Williams won a ring. He got him a ring. Very, mm-hmm. I mean, I'm telling you, unlikely candidate. I did not think Jason Williams would become an NBA champion.
How about some African-American players?
You still haven't said my guy, and he is African-American. We're waiting.
So Jason Williams got a championship ring.
We know.
With the Miami Heat. Pau Gasol.
This man's keeping it Euro,
what a white folks.
You keeping it Euro, ain't you?
I'm working my way down the list, man.
What? Okay,
I'm working my way down the list.
Kind of stacked the top here.
Pau Gasol got a ring with the LA Lakers last night.
Come on,
James Posey,
that's my guy.
James
Coach Posey now, isn't he?
It was with the Celtics, was it not?
He's won two, has he not? 06 and 08.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, both with the Celtics.
He's got two of them.
James Posey.
James Posey was
a throwback right there.
Who didn't love James Posey?
Well, he'd dive into the third row of seats for you.
Did Stromile Swift never want a championship?
No, he got one with the Heat, and he got
one of them. They were split. I'm looking at it.
Mm.
Heat and Boston. He got two in a matter of
Posey,
3 years.
Yeah,
so he
Celtics.
Was on that team with Jason Williams, then he would have had to be. How about that? Mm-hmm. So Jason Williams and James Posey team up.
Yeah, you should have had Posey above J-Will because you got two.
Mm. Yeah, I was just working my way down the list. You know, these are all former Memphis Grizzlies who went on to leave the Grizzlies and then win NBA championships. Shane Battier got it.
That had to be coming.
Yeah, I mean, so Shane Battier for sure is on. Like, this kind of stings because these were guys who were, like, pivotal. You know, with the Grizzlies. These aren't just, like, role guys. You know, these were, you know,
it's like they got
players.
Out of prison.
Yeah, you know, Shane and Mike teamed up. You know, it's like James and Jay Will teamed up in Miami, then Shane and Mike teamed up in Miami a few years later to do it. It's just ridiculous. Shane Battier got two rings. Dante Jones got himself a ring.
Are you? That's right.
Yeah. Dante Jones was
Do we even count him as a Grizzly?
He played for several seasons.
I know. He was athletic.
He played for several
that
seasons.
That dude never got any better. This is weird. And yet managed to stay in the league forever.
I'm not sure all these players have gotten better.
Look,
just different.
Here's the situation. Here's the thing about all these guys I'm naming. It'd be one thing if they were just role guys for the Grizzlies and then role guys for the teams they were playing or that they went on to play for. I'm naming, like, featured dudes, like, for the Grizzlies.
Mm-hmm.
These ain't just, like, you know, ninth men on the – I mean, maybe Dante Jones. But the rest – like, these guys had real roles with the Memphis Grizzlies.
No, they truly did.
In some cases, were the leading scorers for the Memphis Grizzlies. So Dante Jones got himself a ring. Shane Battier. We already mentioned. Yeah. Mo Spates is another guy who got a ring. Now, he was a role guy for the Memphis Grizzlies.
Yes.
He counts. But I don't know. I might be missing some, but those are the guys.
Oh, you did pretty good. I forgot about Mo Spates.
Yeah, these are the guys I mostly have in front of me right now, and I'm sure I might be missing one or two.
Oh,
you tell me if this counts to go back, and it's not to get off your thing. Every Grizzly that leaves here becomes an NBA champion. You have proven that. Here's a former high school player, John, I'm going to throw a curveball at you, that has an NBA championship ring.
Okay.
He's out in Golden State.
Okay. Oh.
He is not on the roster. He's the director of basketball operations.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I want to tell you, he goes with Michelle Wee.
What?
Ooh.
He's the son of Jerry West. He played at Lausanne. Johnny.
Okay.
Have you ever looked up the stuff? Have you seen what Johnny's doing now? Mark's former teammate at Lausanne?
I had no idea.
He's like the director of basketball operations for the Golden State Warriors.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Now I don't know if this is his first year with them. I'm assuming he's worked his way up and might have a ring for the past couple of years, but check that one out for me because that might be a curveball for him. Memphis High School did it a different way, obviously, than when
a
player.
I think that counts.
But you have to put him in the category. Johnny West has had a great life, bro. Check it out. I think he's engaged to Michelle Wee.
Well, that's great.
He's in the front office with Golden State. His father's back with the Clippers, obviously. You talk about a man who's gone on to some great things. Johnny West was a stud with Mark here. You'd see Jerry at those games.
That is correct. In March 2019, Michelle Wee announced that she is engaged to be married to Johnny West.
How about that? The man is engaged to Michelle Wee, bro. He's living the life. Wow, what I don't know is how long he's been director of basketball operations out there. Can you tell me that before I can get it?
No, I don't think I can do that. But again, if he's on the, you know, if he has a ring, then, you know.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If he got it this year, then he doesn't have a ring. I'm thinking he's worked his way up with them and did get a ring as a front office guy.
Yeah, well, we have to look that up and verify. But that's another one.
I messed you up with that one.
That's another one to mention as well. What is it about the Grizzlies that primes you to win a ring later in life?
I don't know. It's like being free. I'm just kidding. We love the Grizzlies. I'm just joking around about my. You know, the mountain.
I mean, some of these
that
guys.
That was the old front office.
Like, okay, I think the one that was probably the most painful was Powell because, like, you traded him to the Lakers, you know, so that was, like, a very direct, like, you.
Well, that was a divorce. He came. You loved Powell, and then he said he wants to go.
Yeah, well.
Like,
you
had some.
Right.
There were some feelings, and I had some.
And you actively facilitated that championship run, and you knew it, and you had to do it. There was no choice, and you got back Marc Gasol, which is, you know, ended up being a very good return, return, you know, for him. The rest, it just kind of feels like luck, right? Like bad luck.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I guess in some ways, if you're a Grizzlies fan, like all of these guys went on to win championships elsewhere. Cause like, it's like, damn, I'm tired of being happy for somebody somewhere else. I'm ready to be happy for myself. You know, like I'm ready to be happy for a guy who actually wears a Grizzlies uniform winning an NBA championship and not having to be happy for them that they did it somewhere else.
Well, we teach them how to grind and grit, John.
That's
what
it is.
Mm-hmm. And they do it at the championship level.
You're exactly right.
That's what it is.
That's the only explanation. It's like, you know, it's like the Grizzlies, every year the Grizzlies would run into the Warriors in the playoffs or in the regular season and the Warriors would lose.
Mm-hmm.
They would always say the Grizzlies are the reason why we were able to win the championship because they taught us how to be tough. You know, and that's what happens in Memphis, man. We teach you how to be tough. So everything else just feels easy.
I like that. I'm going to let it roll.
Does it make you feel better?
Yeah.
Okay.
A little bit.
What would you compare it to? Like, I mean, is there any, like, analogy out there for, like, the Grizzlies just being, like, the, you know? It's not – somebody tweeted me and said it's, like, the farm team. That's not the – it's just, like, a coincidence. Is it causation or is it just correlation? Like, that's what I'm trying to figure out. You know what I mean?
Correlation, John.
Yeah, I think it is.
So Johnny West in 2014 was promoted to associate general manager of the Santa Cruz Warriors, and then he worked his way up 2 years later.
I mean, I think he's got a ring in the G League. Yeah,
he has the G League ring. Yeah, and then going to the Spurs, right?
Yeah, I think you get a ring when you're in the G League. Yeah, so. The question is, will Mike become the next?
Yeah.
That's that is the real question. It's like, are they going to, you know, what does the trade partner look
like?
Watch
them send him to a crap hole now after sending Mark to a champion.
Well, I don't think they're just going to take the best offer. It's not going to matter to them whether the Raptors sent a real package. You know, they sent Jonas and DeLon Wright. So, like, it ended up looking like a real package. We don't know what their other offers would have consisted of, but I'm assuming they took the best one. That's what you do in a business.
I hope so.
You don't take the lesser offer because you want to be nice.
Look, we think Kleiman made that deal. And, of course, he's going to take the best offer, right?
Mm-hmm.
Kleiman's not just going to do it for Marc Gasol and put him in the best place and not take the best offer. I feel like it'll be the same thing with Conley. Has anybody written that or reported it that we'd made the move? But we've convinced ourselves
that Wallace told us.
That it was a solid.
He said, John, that he was sort of the fate at the front of it, the guy doing the talking. Right, but we don't know if he was the guy doing the decision making at the point. We've assumed so. Windhorst did say that it seemed like Memphis had made a shift around there, where at least he's on the phone, John. Yeah. No question about it. And that's we've sort of bought that as that where it changed. But anyway, again, if we're using that as the baseline, you got to think he's gonna go out and get best offer. This ain't just about sending him to a place where he can win a championship. You got right now, it's about you,
right?
More so than it is about Mike Conley. It's about what the best thing that you can get back, and that's absolutely what the Grizzlies have to do.
I feel bad for Mike, honestly, because I mean, there is no guarantee that he is going to be sent to a contender. You know, I mean, again, with Mark, it felt like I remember starting the radio show that day. We felt like he was heading to Charlotte. That was the operating sort of assumption, is that he's going to Charlotte. And I think Malik Monk was going to come back. You're going to be reunited with your man crush.
I couldn't wait.
But it ended up, at the end of the day, you know, it ended up being Toronto. Now, I suppose there's a chance, right? I think Adrian Wojnarowski said Celtics, Pacers, Jazz, which would be a dream, right? I mean, even the Pacers would feel like, you know, an oasis in the middle of a desert, because it could be so much worse, you know, if you're Mike Conley.
Pacers make a lot of sense. You know, they're going to get Oladipo back at some point, and they're going to be, you know, I know Thad is hoping to re-sign. Well, it feels like priority for him would be to re-sign with them. He likes their chances over in that East. And again, Kawhi leaves out of the East. We see the movement with Kyrie. We're talking about how wide open everything is going to be on the west side. The east is going to be the same way. And so, no, man, it'll be interesting to see how it all plays out.
We have some new additions to your earlier list of Grizzlies that have gone on to win championships.
Oh, it's a long list. That's
what
I thought. We
the new
done.
Submissions that have arrived are Mo Spates, Golden
State.
We had him.
Okay.
Matt Barnes is on this list. Brian Cardinal with the Mavericks is on this list. I'd forgotten about Brian Cardinal. Oof.
Matt Barnes? He was in the league for so long before he got to the Grizzlies. It was just like, I almost don't count him. But yes, he was an NBA champion after he left the Grizzlies. Yep.
At Los Angeles.
He won in 2017.
Sure did, 17.
Yeah. Yep. And then Brian Cardinal, absolutely. I mean, who could forget? Yep. Who could forget the era of Brian Cardinal?
Barnes was Warriors, wasn't it?
Yeah, he was. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Joey says it's like when your ex gets married in the relationship they're in immediately after breaking up with you.
And the guy's rich.
Is that how it feels to you?
That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. I mean, the dude lives a great life.
No, but you're so happy for Mark, though. Everybody's so happy.
I am not going to sit here and dog out Marcus
all
today.
I'm not asking you to dog out Marcus. I'm just saying you have to say you're happy for him. That's what you have to say.
Did you feel like it's the hardest thing you ever done?
No. He told
Doris it's the hardest thing he's ever done.
I thought that.
Leaving Memphis, I guess.
I thought it was an amazing question. I thought it was the question of the finals. And I maintain that I don't think any other reporter would have had the awareness and the presence of mind in that situation. Who knows?
It's not just awareness and presence of mind. It's the actual cojones to ask the question. Like, being fearless, that counts.
Well,
in that situation, a lot of reporters don't have it.
You think that was a tough question to ask?
Not that one. So, dude, she's fearless. She'll ask Kawhi, "You leaving?" Right up there on that stage.
That is true.
All right, she's fearless. And that applies in the same thing. She's not scared to ask any question, John. So, no, I don't think it took, you know, some huge set of them to ask Mark about, you know, Memphis. But, again, you're up there with everybody. Again, the moment is about Toronto. To even put that out there, to some might feel like, man, I'm wasting time. I've got to get, you know what I'm saying?
I think that's where I'm at with it. I think most people, I think Doris, A, understood what Mark meant to Memphis and to that core in a way that most others would not do not.
Well, that's because Doris knows the stories. Doris doesn't just get up there and say, "How do you feel?" Doris has done the homework beforehand. She literally had, I tweeted about, she had a personal question for just about everybody she interviewed.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about, you know, what's, you know, after the trade, obviously all of them were different, and no one else does that. She kills everything moving when it comes to those interviews.
Yep.
She's the best.
Yep, no question about it. She was fantastic last night, and she did ask an amazing question to Marc Gasol. That I don't think a lot of other reporters in her situation would have done, if any, honestly. But there you go. That's the comprehensive list right now of former Grizzlies who have won an NBA championship.
Well, it's all of them.
Anybody leave the Grizzlies and not win a title other than Jeff Green, who came to the Grizzlies with one? Anybody leave the Grizzlies and not go on to win a championship?
There's plenty of those, too.
Okay, well.
Rudy Gay.
There you go. Okay.
Did Rudy Gay get one?
Nope.
Okay.
No,
he didn't.
Rudy Gay doesn't have a championship.
He didn't get one. No, he has not gotten
one. Where was he gonna have one at?
Well, he's with the Spurs.
Yeah,
Spurs.
Of course. Too late.
I had to double check.
Too late, brother.
Too late. Yeah.
But you're right. Yeah, I guess that's worth thinking about.
Yeah, but
I missed that boat.
Rudy's the only one that's left the Grizzlies and not gotten a ring.
Mm.
That's a shame.
My man Michael Dickerson did.
Who?
Dickerson.
Oh, Dick. I think you said Michael Dickerson. Yeah. No, I guess he didn't. All right, we'll come back. Lots more to come. Fred Horton going to join us at 1:25. Back in a minute, Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Brad Calipari entered the transfer portal. It was easy and fun to be part of the Calipari train when he was getting number one recruiting class after number one recruiting class. But now that he sees where the number one recruiting class is going, he said, "Screw this. I'm going to the University of Memphis."
I mean, that would be pretty entertaining, but...
It's the Jeff Calkins Show, weekdays 9 a.m. till 11 a.m. 92.9 FM ESPN. Get us on Instagram, instagram.com/92.9ESPN.
The annual summer sale at James Davis has started just in time to get Dad's perfect gift in advance of Father's Day. This is Gary Parrish, and I've been telling you about James Davis for years. It's one of the best clothing stores in the United States of America. It's where I get my suits and my dress shirts for television work with CBS Sports. But understand this, they have so much more than just nice suits and dress shirts. For instance, right now, shorts, short sleeve knit shirts, and sports shirts are 20% off. There's a summer selection of sport coats, suits, and blazers, all 25% off. And don't forget about the custom-made stance shirts. Those are the ones I buy because dress shirts off the rack are a thing of the past. Now, let me explain how this works. What you do is you go to James Davis, you walk in, you get three measurements, and in just 10 minutes, you're going to have a custom-made shirt ordered. It'll be ready in a matter of days. They start at only $98. It's a perfect shirt that'll fit you brilliantly, and it makes for a perfect gift, too. In fact, you can get a gift card to cover it. So where are you shopping in advance of these warm months that are on the way? James Davis in the Laurelwood Shopping Center, on the web, jamesdavisstore.com.
Become a 92.9 FM ESPN Locker Room Club member now. Sign up on our homepage at 92.9ESPN.com.
This is Gary Parrish. The Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar is a great place right next to the University of Memphis campus on the Highland Strip. And if you have an event, a birthday party, a wedding party, a graduation party, any kind of party, book some space at the Bluff. You can rent out any part of the Bluff, the front to the back to the mezzanine, and the place is big enough to accommodate 600 people. They can cater the event for you, or you can provide your own catering. Terrific rates, and you can trust that someone on staff is going to be on site to make sure your event is perfect. TheBluffMemphis.com and click the Host Your Event tab to get it booked today. TheBluffMemphis.com.
It is so hot.
I know. You're actually a little red. Want some lotion?
Love some.
Okay, I have SPF 10, 30, and 500,000.
What? Does the bottle just say go inside?
You're so funny. No, it's the big $500,000 spectacular instant game. It even doubles as a fan.
Well, look at you.
When it comes to summer fun, I don't play around.
Stay cool with June instant games from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Okay, fellas, game's on the line. Let's get it right. Frank, you were closest. Was it fair or foul?
I don't know. I was distracted.
Distracted? By what?
Well, you know, it's a loud crowd. These lights are awful bright. I just won big on a Tennessee Lottery instant game. And again, the lighting here, somebody ought to say something.
You've got new instant games?
Yeah.
Enough to share?
Of course.
Fair ball!
Have a ball with new instant games from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Tired of opening your closet and never finding what you want to wear? We can help. Stitch Fix is a personal styling service that matches you with your own stylist. Someone who listens to what you love and delivers the best clothes for you right to your door. With Stitch Fix, you'll get to discover new styles, new brands, and new looks to fit your unique shape and your budget. Discover the stylist and styles that work for you at StitchFix.com. Personal styling for women, men, and kids. StitchFix.com. Personal styling for everybody.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis's sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Twin in 808, apartment 4, I remember. We were trapping in and out the door, I remember. Miss Shirley House breaking down them things, I remember. I used to serve my partner mama, she's a crack fiend, I remember. I remember. Hey, I ain't know no better. I apologize for that.
Live Love Memphis Group. Right now, it's the busiest time of the real estate season. So, be like our man Lewis. Lewis told us he was on the fence. He didn't know whether to sell his house or not. Didn't know what he wanted to do. Got with the Live Love Memphis team. Eventually decided he wanted to sell his home, and he went with the Live Love Memphis team. They listed it on a Monday. By the next day, that Tuesday, it was under contract for list price. Swift, efficient, that's what they do at Live Love Memphis Group.
Super fast and work super hard. They're going to get that thing sold for you. The website's livelovememphis.com. If you're ready like Lewis was, like I was, to give him a call, go ahead and do it. 901-685-6000. You can do it trusting us. They're going to get that home sold for you. They're going to do it quickly. Again, if you've been on the market few months with this low inventory, something's probably up. You're probably with the wrong group. They're probably they're not getting it done, we'll put it that way. Live Love's all about results, all about doing it quickly. Again, the phone number 901-685-6000. Person asked for is Jennifer Carstensen. She's got a great team. They're going to work with you, tell you everything you need to fix up. You won't have to go too far out of your way, just like me, and get that home sold for you. If you like, they'll get you in your dream home as well. It's the Live Love Memphis group. They're at livelovememphis.com.
OJ Mayo is the one Grizzly who left and had bad luck. That's true. Maybe it was
more the beat too.
Bad decisions. Well, that's true. I mean, but you know what?
Both of them bad decisions.
Hashim, the beat's trying to come back. You know what I'm saying?
Again.
I feel like we get this story around the same time every year. It's like Christmas. You know, it comes around every year.
Got a new trainer, going a new way, going to come back again.
Yeah, Frank's like, all right, I can't work with this anymore.
I mean, Frank was dead set on he was going to get that guy back now.
Right, he was. He did tell us that. Anyway, there you go. OJ Mayo is certainly one who did not go on to better and greater things when he left the Memphis Grizzlies. Okay, this is a little bit of a layered story here. So, you know, everybody's kind of swept up in Toronto winning the championship and how much fun that is and how it's, you know, Canadian and all that, blah, blah, blah. The president of Ops, Masai Ujiri, is being investigated for suspicion of misdemeanor battery on a police officer. So the story goes that, you know, Thursday night on the floor at Oracle, after the Raptors clinched the series, they won the championship, Ujiri tried to join his team on the floor. He was unknown to the deputy at that time, according to the Alameda County Sheriff's Office. He shoved the deputy out of the way and walked towards the court. The deputy pushed back, and Ujiri, according to police, came forward with a more significant push and ended up striking the deputy in the face. So this is the situation. There is video out there from NBC Bay Area of the aftermath. You don't really see like the confrontation, but you see sort of Ujiri being held back.
Mm-hmm.
This is a crazy story.
Well, it's particularly crazy when you got Woj tweeting last night that the Wizards are prepared to offer him a pretty much a mega deal, as much as $10 million off annually, to bring him over and sort of put him in control of them. So when you know, have this go on,
mm-hmm.
you have, well, the Wizards still going to be interested in this natural question. My guess is this will get dropped very quickly.
Yeah.
This sounds like a deal where, yes, maybe the, you know, hey, man, we just won. Like, get out of my way. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? You should know who I am. I've got, you look at my credential. You could see where the tension could build. But this is a deal where the, you know, cooler heads will prevail. I'm sure everything will get dropped. I can't imagine that they're going to press charges on him for, what, trying to push a guy and he ends up, his hand touches
right.
his face. I haven't seen it. It could be, you know, it could be much worse than I'm making it. But I imagine even if it's, you know, even if it was pretty forceful, they're going to drop these charges.
Yeah, but how about that story, though? Like, the separate one, right? Like, literally 2 minutes.
Whoa, how he's on
two, the... Like, Ujiri is on stage about to, like, just, you know, answer a Doris Burke question about winning the championship, yet there is this, like, tweet instantaneously after the Raptors win the series about him being offered a mega deal by the Wizards. It's crazy.
Woj has done this enough times to realize, man, if I do this right now, it's kind of going on. You know what I mean? So I have to think he was trying to beat somebody. I have to think he's trying to beat Shams. What do you think?
Yes.
Like, that's why you put it out while he's on the podium, right? That's why you don't wait until afterwards, because, you know, the word's getting out. You want to get that story out there. I'm with you. You talk about soap opera. I mean, he's up there and about to accept, and we're already looking at the possibility of him leaving. And you're as he's hugging guys, you're wondering, man, is he hugging him for the last time now that you've got the info mm-hmm. from Woj?
I halfway expected Doris Burke to ask him about the report.
Yeah.
She's on it. There's a reporter to come in that
you just seen it on Twitter.
Did you see this? Yeah.
No, so there's no doubt about it. I mean, there it was strange to see that come out so quickly, but I got to think, Woj has been through that enough times to know, mm-hmm. oh, he
can't sit on it. Like,
I've got to put this out there because it's about to get out from somebody else.
Yeah, now I will say Candace Buckner, who covers the Wizards for the Washington Post,
does a hell of a job, too.
Yeah, she has refuted Woj's report.
Yeah, this just came out. This just came out in the last 30 minutes.
Yeah, it was about an hour ago.
Not many people refute old Woj.
No, she tweeted, the Wizards have no immediate plans to reach out to the NBA champion Toronto Raptors to speak with Masai Ujiri, which means there is no massive offer being prepared. I've been told by a person close to the organization. Now, I would be careful if I was. I'm gonna trust that she's doing a good job.
Man, she's going. She's taking.
Don't get semantic out of this.
That.
Like, don't, you know
again,
what I mean?
Again, mm-hmm. Her sources right there are doing that for a reason. I can't think they're gonna just hang her out there to dry just by herself. Just go up against Woj. You know what I'm saying? If she's got the front office telling her that, then she's going to be fine, John, for right now. You understand what I'm saying with
that?
Oh,
yeah. I would
like,
honestly.
She's not just going against Woj with nothing. She's clearly.
Has Woj ever been
that's
wrong?
That's what I'm saying. You don't do that unless you got some pretty good ammo and feel like that front office. I'm sure she's getting fed that by the front. What I wonder is if they're feeding her that story so it doesn't look like they can't ever be accused of tampering, or if this was already in play, they've already asked, anything like that.
Yeah.
That's what this feels like.
Well,
yeah.
Because I highly doubt Woj's info is wrong. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, nothing's imminent.
What did he report? That they're preparing a deal?
They're preparing a deal.
Not that there's a deal in place or anything like
that. But he knew the numbers on the deal.
I know. That's what I'm saying. You got numbers, man. Somebody would have to be all out lying to him. And
preparing to make a prolific offer to...
he had $10
million.
Yeah. Per year.
As much as $10 million annually to run the organization. I'll read you the story. The Washington Wizards are preparing to offer Toronto Raptors president of basketball ops Masai Ujiri a deal that could approach $10 million annually and deliver him the opportunity for ownership equity. Wizards owner Ted Leonsis is expected to reach out to Toronto ownership soon to request formal permission to meet with Ujiri and offer a staggering financial package. So she is directly contradicting Woj's reporting.
You're not doing that unless the front office is telling you.
But who's telling Woj this? I mean, Woj wouldn't put out something either lightly like this, you know? I mean, I guess his out is expected, you know what I mean? I just worry that our friend Candace is getting semanticked out of this story. Like, oh, we don't have any plans to reach out, and then like 2 days later, now we do.
No, this could be the case. It could be a deal where they're talking to the same folks. And the same and Woj is the way he reported, whatever. If those folks, right, didn't want, like I said, to be accused of tampering later on, they would want to walk that back, and maybe they do it through Candace. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that can still happen.
Bro, they are offering this dude ownership equity and a leadership role in the monumental sports and entertainment company that oversees the Wizards and the Capitals. So, like, they are giving this dude everything to work with the Wizards.
Oh, my Lord.
And frankly, it's a good investment because this guy is a stud. I mean, this guy is obviously a great executive. He was with the Nuggets as well. I'm not saying he's necessarily worth like all of that, but I mean.
Yeah, I mean, is he Ainge already? That's what it feels like. They're just ready to hand over the castle to him. You know, has he done enough already with the Nuggets and that you're ready to crown him king and give him the key to the city and give him everything?
They've interviewed Danny Ferry.
Well, it's certainly an upgrade.
A gentleman named Troy Weaver, who is an executive with Oklahoma City. So, I mean, he's far and away the best they could do for the job.
No, I mean, all the deals he swung to kind of finish this thing off, Kawhi, the Mark deal, like, it was pretty impressive. There's no question about it. Just having the guts itself, the conviction to trade DeMar DeRozan when you're right there getting to the Eastern Conference Finals every year. To some, that'd be okay. Know what I'm saying, John Martin? To some, just getting to the Conference Finals is okay. And for them, it wasn't. For Majiri, it wasn't. And so... excuse me, I always mispronounce his name.
Yeah, Masai Ujiri.
Masai.
Yeah, you call.
I mix the M and the U, and I want.
You can. You know what? You can.
That's
just
from
call,
my old pig Latin
just,
days.
You just call him whatever you want to call him, man.
No, Masai. I want to get it right and be respectful.
Yeah. But yeah, I think.
I'm gonna call him Usai.
Yeah, $10 million plus ownership equity plus like you can also run the Capitals. You could just have the Capitals. That, you know, that's all you. And the Capitals are a good organization.
They're not going to hire him just because he pushed some security guard or PD dude at this thing the other night.
Yeah, no, that's – yeah, I mean –
like that will get dropped.
Yeah, who knows what's going to happen, you know. That nothing's – I don't expect any – it's a misdemeanor anyway, you know. And
but
I think,
maybe Candace saying this isn't happening. Whoa, just got the bomb. They're bringing that bomb back.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, there you go. That's the latest in the NBA. Fred Horton going to join us at 125. He's the new coach out at Whitehaven, so we will talk to him about that and more when he joins us at 125. Back in a minute, Jason and John, 92 FM, ESPN.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Attention, CDLA drivers. McLean in Memphis has immediate opportunities for Class A drivers. Average $70,000 annually with a $7,500 sign-on bonus, depending on experience. Drivers can count on generous benefits starting day one, along with a four-day work week. Don't wait. To learn more, visit driveformcleanmemphis.com. That's driveformcleanmemphis.com. McLean Company is an equal opportunity employer.
Hey, this is Gary Parrish reminding you about Danny Morrison Roofing Professionals. They are local, family-owned and operated business that's been serving the Mid-South's residential and commercial roofing needs since 2010, and they're known as the home of the free roof. They work with all insurance companies, and if you qualify for a new roof, you can get one with no out-of-pocket cost. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. By the way, Danny's looking to hire an additional salesperson, so if you're interested, give him a call, and if you want a free roofing inspection, again, just call 870-0186. That's 901-870-0186.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.